Okay, Shalom Aleichem, good afternoon everybody. Today we're going to talk about the following. My shul is almost finished building, and they took me around the new building to decide how many mezuzahs we need to get for the shul. So we're not going to talk about whether a shul needs a mezuzah. It doesn't, by the way, but we're not going to talk about that halacha, although that's an interesting halacha in its own right. But certainly other rooms in a shul require a mezuzah, and one of the new things that you have to do if you have more than one floor in the shul is that you need to have an elevator. By code, you need to have an elevator in the shul. So the shaila came up, do you put a mezuzah on an elevator? So it may seem like a strange question, because you don't see many mezuzahs on elevators, but that's not really a raya, because most of the time in homes, private homes, they don't have elevators, and apartment buildings in America have non-Jews living there also. And the Rama in Yeridah, in Reish Pevav, Sif Aleph, quotes a Mordechai that in a building that where the residents are both Jews and non-Jews, then it does not require mezuzah on the common areas. There are two reasons why it does not require mezuzah in the common areas. The Taz writes in Reish Pevav, Sif Beis, that the Torah never required a mezuzah on a building unless all of its residents are obligated to the mezuzah, dinda raisa. And the Shach says, no, it's a concern midrabanan, that the non-Jewish residents of the building may think that the Jew is putting some sort of curse or hex on them by putting up these mezuzahs. There is a das yachid that a person does have to put up a mezuzah even in a building that's shared by Jews and non-Jews. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes that from the Rashba and a few others. But the accepted minhag is not that way. So in a building, you would never see it normally. But if you have a building that's inhabited entirely by Jews, like often happens in Eretz Yisrael, or you have a yeshiva building or a shul building, then the question becomes very relevant. So in Tshuvas V'Hanhagos, Chelek Beis, Simen Tav Kuf Mem Zayin, Rav Sturmbach acknowledges that the minhag seems to be not to put a mezuzah on an elevator, but he wonders, what in the world is everyone sameich on by not putting a mezuzah on an elevator? It would seem that it should require a mezuzah. Well, why would it seem that it should require a mezuzah? What's that based on? Why would it need a mezuzah? So there are two potential reasons that an elevator would require a mezuzah. One is as a room, as just like every other room needs a mezuzah, maybe the elevator is a room. And the other is, even if it's not a room, maybe it's a beis shar. It's an entranceway into other rooms. So let's take each one of those individually. As a room, there are a few reasons why an elevator would not require a mezuzah as a room. First of all, most importantly, it's usually less than dalar al dalar amos. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Gimel tells us that that any bias that's pachos mi dalar al dalar is pater from mezuzah. That may relate, though, to the machlokas about a walk-in closet or a walk-in pantry or something like that. If a room is less than dalar al dalar amos, but it's perfectly functional for what it's meant to do, it might still be chayiv in mezuzah. As a Pischei Tshuva and Reish Pevav Sivkan Yiralv quotes a famous shita, the Chamudei Daniel, that it's chayiv in mezuzah. The Chamudei Daniel holds you put a mezuzah on the right side of a walk-in closet, even if the closet is less than dalar amos al dalar amos. On the other hand, the Das Kedoshim says, no, pachas mi dalar al dalar is pater, absolutely pater. Rabbi Kiva Eger, on the third hand, says that it's chayiv, but on the other side, not on the right side going into the walk-in closet, on the right side coming out of the walk-in closet, because it's an entranceway into the room. So if you're in the closet, you would go through that doorway to come into the room, and that's where it needs a mezuzah. That's why I always tell people that there's a machlokas, should it be on this side, that side, me'ikra din, none at all. Me'ikra din, we pass on like the Das Kedoshim. You want to be machmir, so then you have to figure out which chumra you want. Do you want the Chamudei Daniel's chumra, or do you want Rabbi Kiva Eger's chumra? But another reason why an elevator is not a room, or may not be considered a room, Rav Avram Davin Mibachach, the Eshel Avram Mibachach, paskins that a moving residence requires a mezuzah. I mean, if you live in a van or a truck, it requires a mezuzah on the door, even if you're constantly moving it around. That's what the Das Kedoshim writes. But the Mikdash Ma'at disagrees, and he says that if a place is always moving, then it's considered arai, it's considered temporary, and it does not require a mezuzah. Minchas Yitzchak says, no, that's if something is totally temporary. The elevator is part of a stationary building, and it may not be subject to that p'tur. So it may, you know, the fact that it moves may not take away the chiyuv of mezuzah. So that's all as far as it being a room. What about the fact that it might be a beis shar? The Torah says you're supposed to put mezuzahs pesecha Uvish Arecha. The Gemara in Yuma, Dafid Aleph, understands that even gateways that lead to toward your home require a mezuzah. So you put a mezuzah on narrow hallways, for example, in your house. If you have a Tzuris HaPesach that goes into a hallway, and that hallway leads into a bedroom or something. So you'll have a mezuzah on that Tzuris HaPesach, even though it's not going into a room. It's going into a hallway, which in turn goes into a room. That's called a Beis Shar. A Beis Shar requires a mezuzah. Very often you have that when you walk into a house. The front door of the house doesn't lead into a big room. It leads into like this little area where there's a coat closet. That's Pachos Midalit Al Dalit. And then there's another door doorway that leads into the house. They both require a mezuzah. So maybe the elevator has a din of a Beis Shar. The Gemar Menachos on Dav Lamed Dalit says that you need a mezuzah in the Lul HaPasuach Min HaBayis LaAliyah, meaning an entrance to a stairwell, because it's an entranceway to the next floor. The fact that the elevator moves may exempt it even as a Beis Shar as well, though. In fact, in Tshuvas B'Tzela Chachmar, B'Tzela Shtern, Chela Gimel, Simen Pei, points out that the Gemara in Sukkah raises a question. The Gemara says, why is it when we talk about Shnei Sukkos HaYotshim, Zu Lefnim Mizu, we say HaChitzona Pater, the outer Sukkos Pater from Mezuzah. So the Gemara says, why don't we consider the Chitzona, in the case of the Shnei Sukkos HaYotshim, to be a Beis Shar for the Panimis? So even if it's not Chayv Mezuzah in its own right, it's at least a Beis Shar for the Panimis. And the Gemara answers, Lo Kaviyah, that it's not Kavua. So the Rambam understands that means, the way the Kesem Mishnah says Rambam, that anything that's not stationary and permanent is pater from mezuzah. So it could be that an elevator is pater for that reason, because it's not stationary and it's not permanent. It's somewhat questionable, because Rashi understands that lo kaviyah means that it's flimsy, that it's not sustainable, and that certainly does not apply to an elevator. So let's assume you want to put a mezuzah on the elevator. You still have two questions to ask. First, which side? The right side going into the elevator or the right side going out of the elevator? Well, certainly if you're putting up a mezuzah because you hold the elevator as a room, you're being machmir for the Chamudei Daniel, you hold that it's a room, then it would be the right side going into the elevator. If you hold that it's only a Beis Shar, it's a way to get up to the next floor, so it's an entranceway toward the next floor, then it would be also on that floor, it would be on the right side coming out of the elevator. The other question is, which Tzuras HaPesach? By an elevator, there's the actual elevator doors that travel with the elevator, and then there's like a cutout in front of the elevator. There's a Tzuras HaPesach, you know, with sheetrock usually, right before the elevator doors. That's also a Tzuras HaPesach that stays on that floor. So where would you put the mezuzah? On the actual elevator, and the mezuzah would go up and down with the elevator? Would you put the mezuzah on the sheetrock Tzuras HaPesach in front of it? I've seen both, by the way. I've actually seen mezuzahs on elevators. I've seen both. In our yeshiva, by the way, the mezuzahs by the staircases are all on the right side going out of the staircase, which is a bit of a chiddush, because pashtus is that on the staircase, on the ground floor, it should be the right side going into the staircase. Why? Because it's a Beis Shar to every other floor, right? You don't need a staircase on the ground floor to get to the ground floor rooms. You only need the staircase to get to the other floors. So you would want to do on the right side going into the staircase, and then on all the other floors on the right side going out of the staircase, because that's the Beis Shar heading to all of the other rooms on the other floors. That's what you would think. Be pashtus. Obviously, I assume when they built Gluck, when they built this building that I'm sitting in right now, that I assume Rav Shechter took care of all the mezuzah shailas. So it must have been a pesach of Rav Shechter that they put the mezuzahs on the right side going out of every staircase, even on the ground floor. I did not have a chance to ask him about it. There are three approaches lahalacha about what to do about mezuzah in an elevator, or at least three that I'm aware of. So first is the Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak in Chela Dalet Simen Tzadi Gimel, based on the Chamudei Daniel, that the elevator itself is functional as a room, even if it's less than Dalet Al Dalet Avos, for what it's meant to do. The Minchas Yitzchak says the elevator needs a mezuzah. The entranceways on each floor into the elevator do not require a mezuzah, because when the elevator is not there, those doorways are useless. Those sheetrock doorways right before the elevator, if the elevator is not there, it is useless. It doesn't do anything. You can't go through it. And when the elevator is there, don't worry, you have a mezuzah, because you have one one on the elevator, right? According to the Minchas Yitzchak. So Minchas Yitzchak holds you only put one mezuzah and it's on the elevator, on the right side going into the elevator, and the mezuzah should go up and down together with the elevator. If you could do it in such a way where it won't get crushed every time the door closes or something, you'd have to figure that out. You have to figure out the structure of the elevator. A second shita is Rav Bloy, Zichrono Livracha, the author of Pesachei Choshen, and also wrote a sefer called Chovas Hador. So on page Mem Dalet, he writes that the actual elevator does not require a mezuzah. It's not kavua. It's always jumping around. The doorway on each floor leading into the elevator does require a mezuzah, because that's like the entrance into and out of a staircase. And that means that on the ground floor, the mezuzah should go on the right side into the elevator, and on the other floors, on the right side going out of the elevator. And that's what's reported in Kovitz Mibes Levi Chelik Beis, page Kuf Chavtes, and Paskind in Chuvas Chaye HaLevi Ravazner's son, Yardea Simon Samach Zayin Oshei, even though the Kovitz Mibes Levi over there reports that Ravazner himself held that even the ground floor should have the mezuzah on the right side going out of the elevator, similar to like what Rav Shechter must have paskined by our staircase, that it's always on the right side going out. Then the third shita is the one that we rely on, is that's the Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach in Chelek Bey Simen Tzadi Zayin Oschav Gimel writes that the elevator should be treated differently from a stairwell, because the elevator is not suitable for any residential use. It's only there for transportation. It's only there to take you from point A to point B. Also, the stationary door of the building leading into the elevator does not require mezuzah for a few reasons. It can never be used independent of the elevator, so it's also non-residential. And as soon as the elevator changes floors, the stationary doorway is useless, and it shouldn't be at all like a stairwell where it's a constantly usable doorway. Yet, Rav Shlomo Zalman still says, better to be machmir and put a mezuzah up without a bracha on the right side of the stationary doorway entering into the elevator, at least on the entrance level of the building, because that's the main entrance and exit into the building. But that's just a chumrah. In fact, in Tshuvas Betzela Chachma, in Chelekei, Simen Pei, in Pei Aleph, Rabbi Tzal Stern also exempts elevators from mezuzah, and he compares the elevator to like a horse that's running around with a box on its back, and you can summon the horse to come whenever you want. So like you ring a bell and the horse shows up and there's the box. So you go into the box. Would you say that requires a mezuzah? He says that's exactly what it is. You push a button and this box shows up that you're able to go into the box, and then the horse will take you where you want to go. That doesn't require a mezuzah. So therefore he thought that an elevator does not either. I noticed in our yeshiva that our elevators do not have mezuzahs. I assume that that Moreinu, Rav Shechter, Paskins like Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach on this issue, that they do not require mezuzahs. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful day, and Be'ezus Hashem, I'll see you on Wednesday, same time.